Hello, it's time once again for Our Story. Occasional notes from the life, history, and lore of Bristol Bay and southwestern Alaska. Brought to you by the Nushagak-Mulchatna Wood-Tikchik Land Trust, GCI, and the Dillingham Education Association. This week and next week, I'd like to remember Harvey Samuelson. I did a few recordings with him, far too few, and wish I had made time to do more. This is a conversation with Harvey about 3 years ago, where we just talked a little bit about fishing history in Bristol Bay. And here in memory of Harvey Samuelson are some of his memories of his earliest days in Bristol Bay.
You came to Dillingham in
1949.
What brought you here?
Fishing. Yeah, fish was Ray Christensen. And we fished for Alaska Packers in a sailboat.
Had you fished over here before?
No, not over here, but I fished on the Kuskokwim. You know, you grow up fishing in the villages, you know, set netting and stuff. But I fished over in Cook Inlet before.
What did they use in Cook Inlet for fishing?
Oh, I was set netting over there in skiff.
Well, did you know when you came to Bristol Bay that they fished out of sailboats?
Yeah.
Had you ever sailed before?
No, I'd seen them on the Kuskokwim going up and down the villages. Coming up to trade with the interior people, they'd come up river with seal oil pokes and whatever they caught out in the ocean, and they'd go up river and trade them for whatever, like parka squirrels and other stuff.
So people would use their sailboats to go back and forth.
Yeah, like from Nelson Island and Nunavak Island, they'd come up the river there.
So had you been in a sailboat before you came over to Bristol Bay to fish?
No, I'd never, only on, you know, pleasure ones out in the States.
Well, tell me how that would have worked. I mean, would you have come over here and gone up to the Packers and said, I want to have a sailboat to fish? Or
Ray was the captain, and I was hired on his, that time they used to call him boat puller's partners.
Now, Ray Christensen was from Bethel.
Yeah. Boat pullers were the ones that brought in the net, you know, and you pull the boat backwards to get the net in. So I think that's where it originated. Sailboats were all right. We didn't know any better.
So Ray, he had sailed over here before.
Oh, yeah, Ray's.
And he got you to come over and be his boat puller.
Uh-huh.
And he'd fish for the Packers?
Yeah, for Alaska Packers, yeah. Clark's Point. That time, Clark's Point was running three lines, put up a lot of fish, a lot of cannery workers. You had a lot more people then than you see around canneries today. Big crews.
Well, you would have been here then in the last days of sailing.
Yeah, last 3 years.
Tell me the story about how it came that you got rid of the sailboats and power finally came into Bristol Bay.
People got more modern, you know. There's a lot of ex-GIs up here fishing from the States and up here, like myself. Figure it should be modernized. Why not use power? They had petitions going around, and they had petitions to keep the sailboats on. And that time, you got to remember, the salmon industry was a powerful force in Alaska politically.
And the salmon industry wanted to keep the sailboats?
Yes.
Why would that have been?
Because it's cheap operation, cheap way to get fish.
Were you involved in any of the groups trying to get rid of the sailboats?
Oh, yeah.
What groups were they?
Oh, just started up here. We had Fishermen's Union, something that's lacking today is any kind of fishing organizations. Here in the Bay, there's none, absolutely none. It hurts to see that. Here's one of the biggest natural resources on the face of the earth, and no organization to take care of it. A fisherman's got absolutely no political clout right today. They can pay them whatever they want.
So it would be hard to have gotten rid of sailboats today if they were still around.
I think it would be. I don't know. I don't know. Sailing was a lot of fun, but to make a living in a sailboat was sort of tough. When I look back, you know, at the time it didn't make any difference. We didn't know any better.
Well, you've been both a sailboat fisherman and a powerboat fisherman, and I guess I've seen the evolution of powerboats in the bay.
Yeah. Powerboat fishing is a lot easier. We didn't have no reels or anything like that. It was all manhandling wooden corks. They'd get awful heavy. Now you got plastic floats, corks.
Do you miss them old days? Or do you like it the way it is?
I like power boats. Nice warm cabin. And we had a tent to sleep in, you know, on the old sailboats. Got awful cold. Sweet stove.
Was it hard for locals to get into that fishery?
It took a long time for locals to get in. During World War II, I guess, it's what broke the barrier, hiring a lot of locals. But it's like everything else, when we got power boats, a lot of the outside fishermen come up with new boats, and our guys had conversions up here. I was one of the few fortunate ones that had a nice fishing boat. There was no conversion. And people used to say, oh, them native Alaskans, they're not going to make, you know, they're not going to catch as much as us. Look what they're doing now. But when they got the same kind of equipment, our native people competed just as good as anybody else in the world. And the outside fishermen treated us rotten. During the sailboat days, and it carried on through till the 60s, was outside fishermen used to have 2,000 limit. Us residents had 1,350 limit.
How did that finally get changed?
We negotiated out through our unions. And we used to, in the old sailboat days too, the outside fishermen used to get new nets, new this, new that. We'd have to use second-handed nets. They were just prejudices against us.
Did limited entry have anything to do with changing that?
No, it all changed before limited entry. Limited entry is the biggest, I don't know. Sometimes I think we're better off without it. Limited entry, sometimes I think it's good, I don't know. I still have mixed emotions after all these years.